Good morning to you all. How's everyone? Good, good. I'm not going to go down on my knee today because I want to stand here and I want you to see what signs I have. Now, have you ever, any of you ever seen this sign before? Go ahead and say what it says. Beware of dog. Beware of dog. Now, when you see a sign like this, does this mean that you open the gate and you walk into the walk up to the house? Because if you do, what happens? What happens when you don't obey the sign? Kale? Something bad will happen. Like the dog will sink his teeth into your leg. Not good, right? How about this sign? Have any of you ever seen this sign before? What does it say? Danger, high voltage. Does this mean that you can walk in to where all the power is and you can put your hand there on the transformer and think that you'll be fine? No, what happens if you do that? Caden, you'll get electrocuted and you'll be killed. See, the sign's for a purpose. It's to help you, to warn you, to keep you safe. Well, I'm not done yet. I got two more signs. Maybe at school you have seen this sign. Have you seen this sign at school? What does it say? Caution, wet floor. Now, does this mean that when you see this sign, you go running down the hallway? Because if you do, what happens? You'll slip. That's right, Ella. And you'll slip and you'll fall and you'll bust your nose, right? You'll bust your head. Okay. See, the sign's for a purpose. How about this sign? If you see a man or a woman standing on the street corner and they have a sign like this, what do you think you should do? It says, "The world ends tomorrow. Come, follow me, and you will be saved." What do you think? Would you follow that person? Why? Why would you follow that person? Are they telling you the truth? Do they know when the world's going to end? We have all kinds of people, my friends, saying, even today, that the world will end in October. Well, it's November. The world's still here, isn't it? We've had people all through history say, the world's going to end on this day. Come and follow me, and you'll be saved. But there's only one man who said, come and follow me. And who is the man that we are to follow? Jesus. We're to follow Jesus. And Jesus doesn't tell us when the world's going to end. He says we are to watch for the signs. All the signs that I just showed you, we're to watch those signs and we're to understand what they say. And Jesus says we are to watch the signs and we're not to be afraid. We are not to be afraid because who is always with us? Caden, God is always with us. Jesus has promised you and me and everyone looking at you that he will never leave us or forsake us. So be careful of people when they say, come and follow me, and if you follow me, you'll be saved, because I know when the end is. That's a false teacher, and that's a person that you should run away from, because in the end, they will not be in heaven. But you, when you follow Jesus, where will you be? You'll be in heaven. So, my friends, be careful of the signs. Read the signs. Jesus tells us what the signs are. The signs are written in his word, in the Bible. Read the Bible, come to church, hear the truth of what Jesus tells us, and be careful of those people out there who say that they know everything and they know when the world is ending, because they do not know. So, Oakley and Evan have a question. I guess they don't have a question. But okay, what's your question?
You can get killed by a wolf.
You can be killed by a wolf, that's true. You watch too much television, Evan. Let's fold our hands and let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us all the signs that we need, for all the signs that we need to listen and to watch and be aware of. Oh, Lord, you have shown us in your word. Help us, Lord, to read your word. Help us, Lord, to come to church and to hear the truth of your word. And in your word, we are saved. For, Lord Jesus, you tell us that you have died on the cross for us. And there at the cross, your blood has washed us clean. And in you, only in you, do we have eternal life. And only through you will we come into heaven. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Savior. And all the children said...